Welcome to Cleaning Business Secrets Podcast. My name is Carrie Knight, and I refer to myself as the cleaning boss. The cleaning boss is a state of mind. It's how I feel today as an owner and as a business coach. I wasn't always this confident. In fact, I nearly went out of business and lost everything before I learned what it took to grow and scale a seven-figure cleaning business. My journey is one I wouldn't wish upon anyone, which is why I started this podcast. Each week, I'll share with you the sales and marketing secrets that I've used to grow my cleaning business. My mission is to help you shortcut your path to success so you can build the business and life you've always dreamed of. If you're ready to learn what it takes to grow a seven-figure cleaning business, you've come to the right place. Now let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Cleaning Business Secrets. So today I'm just going to dive in to the topic that I think I talk about most with my clients, and that's discounts. So our industry, the cleaning industry, is we're known for having discounts. So that deal that most customers wait for, you know, at the beginning to say, am I going to get $25 off this cleaning, or am I going to get $10 off the next five cleanings, whatever it is. Those discounts are used all over the country. I work with so many cleaning business owners who that's their first and only thought process when it comes to gaining a new client. They know they want to lead with a discount. So if you've worked with me, or if you've heard any of my discussions, or you've watched any of my lives in the past, you know that I literally do not offer any discounts. In fact, I hate the D word. Okay, that's how I refer to discounts, is the D word. So if you ever work with me, I will tell you, I never want to hear the D word again. That is not how I have my clients position their business. And here's why. When you are using discounts, when you lead with a discount, you're attracting a discount customer. It's a different type of consumer, okay? So, you know, the thing about our industry, you guys, the residential cleaning industry, is that we are a luxury business. And what happened over the years is it became affordable. And so it used to be just for high-end people, you know, CEOs, doctors, lawyers. They were the only ones who were using this luxury type service. But then as income started to rise and the middle class became, you know, they had more discretionary income, our services became more affordable. So a family with a income of, let's just say, $60,000, $70,000, you know, they could now afford this luxury service. However, it's a big hit to their family income. So it's a bigger percentage, right? Because if you look at a CEO or a doctor, they have a lot more money to pull from, right? So they're bringing home six figures, multiple six figures, and then you've got someone who's making 60 or 70,000 who wants to use your services. You guys, that's two different clients, okay? It's two completely different clients. Who you're attracting with a discount is a consumer who can barely afford your service. So the only way that they can truly afford your service is with a discount, okay? And so that discount is attracting a particular customer. And it's the customer who's going to make your life a living hell. They're the most demanding. I don't know. Well, I do know why it is, but have you ever found it to be true that the one who pays the least amount of money is also the biggest pain in the butt? Like, that's the one you're working the hardest on, who's paying you the least amount of money. So when I work with my clients, that's what we're doing, is we're trying to get rid of those customers because they're so much work for so little money. I'd rather see you make a lot more money for a lot less work. So the thing about discounts, I already said it, is you're attracting the wrong type of customer. But the reason it doesn't work is because it devalues your brand. So I want you to think of your business as the premier provider in your market. I want you to be the BMW. So let's look at the difference between a BMW dealership and a Kia dealership. Okay. Have you ever walked into a BMW dealership and it's like primo, right? Like everything is, they've got a fancy coffee machine. They've got like snacks. It's a whole different experience. And if you've ever purchased a car from them, they go above and beyond to give you gifts, and they, it's almost like you're being spoiled. And I know this because my husband and I have had a couple BMWs over the years, and it's just luxurious. There's no other word than luxurious. And let's just say you go buy a Kia or a Ford. It's a much different experience. You don't have all of the luxuries. You know, when you go into one of those types of dealerships, you feel like the salesman is, how do I say it, for lack of a better word, just kind of slimy. You know, their only mission or purpose is to get you to buy, and they're going to discount and do whatever they can to get you in that car. But it's from a shady standpoint. Anyway, I want you to be the BMW. I want you to attract the BMW type customer, someone who has money, who's willing to pay for the finer things in life, like house cleaning. So the concept here is instead of discounts, you provide more value, which is what BMW does. So when you purchase a BMW vehicle, they provide, I don't know if it's lifelong. I can't say that. I think it is, but I think that they provide lifelong oil changes, which is so valuable. Think about what it's like every time you have to get an oil change and pay for an oil change on your car. And especially if you're on the synthetic oil, you know, that can be, I don't know, $150 or something every time. But BMW adds that in, right? So it's included. They give you a free rental. They give you free stuff. So they're adding more value. They're making more, they're making the experience a wow experience. You need to do the same thing in your business. Stop discounting and instead add more value. That's what I do inside my business. Now, the next part of this about the problem with discounts is it literally teaches your customers to ask you for more discounts. Have you ever found that when you give a discount, right, you lead with a discount, and let's just say you're at the customer's home for the first time and it just doesn't go so well. We all know that that happens. And the first thing they ask for is a discount. You guys, the reason they ask for that discount is because you trained them that it's okay for you to give a discount because you led with the discount. You taught them to go ahead and ask for another discount. So by leading for a discount, you're already putting yourself in this, this situation where they might ask for a discount if your service is bad. So I hate that. I hate that about that whole concept of discounts, but I learned that a long time ago. So, again, you want to provide more value and move away from discounts. So the other part of discounting in our industry, you guys, is that you're literally slashing your own profit margin. And I don't know about you, but I don't like to work for free. Okay. I work way too hard not to make any money. And what you're doing when you discount is you literally gave away your profit and essentially your income. And again, I don't like working for free. I work too hard to work for free. So that's essentially what's happening when you give away that money, is you're giving away your own salary. Your profit in some cases is the salary, right? Because it depends upon how big your business is. But in some cases, that's the money you put in your pocket. And I have found over the years as well, working with clients, is that because you're running this business where it's very low margin, right? This is a low margin business. You don't have enough money to go around to make your business better. And what I mean by that is having the best equipment, having good cars, having really good experiences for your employees. You want to have a good culture. And so because you don't have any money, right, you can't make it the best it needs to be when it comes to building a really amazing culture. And so you have a revolving door. And that's the worst part, you guys, about discounts. And you've probably never even thought about it this way, is that discount that you're using for every new client is affecting your cash flow. And therefore, you're not able to keep your employees because you're not paying them enough money. They're not getting paid, you know, a salary the salary isn't enough for the type of work that it is. It's hard work. This is physical labor. And it's not just the salary, it's the whole experience, right? How do you make them feel? Do you reward them? Do you have little competitions inside your office? All the things, you know, of building a good culture. If you discount, I promise you, you have a revolving door in your office, right? Think about your business. You have a revolving door. People come and go nonstop. And it's because you never thought about it this way, but you're literally leading with a discount and there's not enough money at the end of the day to create a business that is a wow business, not only for your customers, but also for your employees. Your employees are, they're more important. That's the real asset inside your business are your employees. So I hope you hear me loud and clear on this. If you're discounting, stop today. And instead sit down and think about how can you add more value? And when you add more value, now you can increase your prices, all right? Everything gets better when you can increase your prices. As I just said earlier, you're gonna add better equipment. You could have better employees because you're gonna attract, you know, you're gonna have a higher paying client. You're gonna build a better culture, better supplies, better equipment. Everything gets better when you charge more money. And then you have more money to spend on marketing to attract more customers. Everything gets better in your business when you charge more money. Don't be afraid to charge more money. I want you to be the BMW in your market. So think of me, all right, when you're getting ready to do a price increase. What I'm asking you to do is to be the best in your market. And you can only do that when you charge more money. And when you charge more money, you're going to attract a better client. But you can only do this when you stop discounting, okay? Now, I lay all this out in my online course called Cleaning Business Secrets. Yes, I have a course called Cleaning Business Secrets. And I lay out an entire plan for how you can attract this higher end customer by adding more value. I teach you how to compete on value instead of on price. And when you learn this concept, everything in your business changes, okay? And, you know, when I reflect back on my own career and I think about the things that I wish I knew then that I know now, this is the top of the list. This one is at the top of the list. Competing on value instead of on price. Because you guys, when you compete on price, you're just a commodity. That's it. And a commodity is set by the market. And that's a horrible business model. Competing on price alone is a horrible business model. And so when you're able to position yourself as, again, the premier provider in your market and you're competing on value, you become more valuable to your customer. So I hope that this podcast gets you thinking in a different way. I want you to compete on value, all right? Make your customers an offer. Now, I'm not going to dig into that on this podcast right now, but I position my business with offers. I never compete on price. Never, ever, ever do I compete on price. Never, ever, ever do I have a discount in my office. Never. If somebody calls my office and says something about a discount, nope, it wasn't us you were talking to. We don't have discounts. So again, I hope that I'm forcing you to think in a different way. Like, I'm hoping, Rick, right now you're having a paradigm shift. What is Carrie saying compete on value? And how can I learn more about this? So I already told you I offer a training course on how to do this. And you guys, this is the first step towards moving your business towards being the BMW provider in your market. Okay. So thank you again for joining me on Cleaning Business Secrets. And I hope that you'll take the time to really think about what we covered here today and find a way to implement it inside your business today. All right, guys, that's it for today. And I'll see you next time on Cleaning Business Secrets. Thank you so much for being a listener of the show. If you could do me a quick favor, I'd really appreciate if you could leave me a review. Your support absolutely means the world to me. Now, I wanted to tell you about my mastermind group that's filled with cleaning business owners just like you. During our live weekly meetings, we go deep into your specific business and collectively share ideas and strategies to help you solve the problems that are preventing you from having success. This program is by application only and is designed for business owners who are looking to get to the next level. If that sounds like you, please apply at www.carrieknight.com. I keep these groups small so we can go faster and further together. Again, if you're looking to speed up your success, go to carrieknight.com, and I look forward to working with you.